I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca. Canada Immigration News Articles, January 2017. Canada needs stronger response to Trump's U.S. immigration ban. President Donald Trump's executive order on refugees is a shameful act by the United States government on many fronts. Issued on January 27, 2017, and without forewarning, it mandates an immediate 4-month suspension to America's refugee program, banning all refugees to the U.S., allowing the government time to reassess how refugees are vetted. In particular, it prevents entry of Syrian nationals as refugees until such time as President Trump determines sufficient changes have been made to the United States Refugee Admissions Program. The order, entitled Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States, coincides with the anniversary of International Holocaust Remembrance Day, established by the United Nations as the date for member nations to honor the memory of Holocaust victims. Resolution 60/7 commemorates the genocide that resulted in the death of an estimated 6 million Jews, as well as another 500,000 individuals. Resolution 60/7 commemorates the genocide that resulted in the death of an estimated 6 million Jews, as well as another 500,000 individuals by the Nazi regime. President Trump's order harkens back to the turning away of the SS St. Louis, a ship of Jewish refugees refused entry into the U.S. in 1939, many of whom later perished in the Holocaust. It effectively prevents the entry of scores of refugees, including those who arrived at U.S. airports, who were in transit to the U.S., or who were preparing to board flights to the country, including Syrian refugees and Iraqis who provided aid to U.S. forces and have already been vetted and approved under the previous administration. These are immigrant refugees recognized by the United States who are fleeing war-torn countries and hold valid visas for which they have undergone years of extensive screening and processing, including multiple layers of international background checks. These individuals could be forced to return to displacement camps while the government reassesses its undefined policies. The order also blocks entry into the United States for 90 days of citizens from 7 predominantly Muslim countries, including Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. None of these countries have had a citizen involved in a terrorist attack on U.S. soil, raising questions about the order's effectiveness. Initially, even those with U.S. green cards were included in the order. However, the U.S. administration backed away from this in the face of mounting pressure. The executive order also cuts in half to 50,000 the number of refugees to be admitted to the U.S. in 2017. The ban will not affect Canadian citizens with dual nationality in one of the listed countries. It will take days before it is known with certainty whether Canadian permanent residents traveling on a passport of a country listed in the executive order are affected. The Canadian government, along with provincial and municipal government leaders, as well as civil libertarians worldwide, have voiced outrage at the controversial act. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, "To those fleeing persecution, terror, and war, Canadians will welcome you regardless of your faith. Diversity is our strength. Hashtag welcome to Canada." Trudeau came to power in 2015 on the basis of an election promise which resulted in the resettlement of some 40,000 Syrian refugees. The executive order follows President Trump's general election campaign promise and was put into effect without instruction and orderly coordination between the affected agencies. The executive order follows President Trump's general election campaign promise and was put into effect without instruction and orderly coordination between the affected agencies, forcing U.S. border officials to struggle with its application. A cloud of uncertainty surrounding how the administration is to carry out the order will affect thousands of dual citizen nationals. In 2011, the U.S. State Department stopped processing Iraq refugee requests for 6 months, after the FBI uncovered evidence that several dozen terrorists from Iraq had infiltrated the U.S. via the refugee program. Currently, in the absence of a credible threat that vetted refugees, and particularly those from Syria, pose an immediate risk, banning U.S. government-approved refugees is troubling. Successful court challenges have already been initiated. A federal court judge in Brooklyn issued a nationwide stay, blocking part of the president's actions and preventing the government from deporting some arrivals who found themselves ensnared by the presidential order. Justice Ann Donnelly wrote that sending the travelers home could cause them irreparable harm. She said the government was enjoined and restrained from, in any manner and by any means, removing individuals who had arrived in the U.S. with valid visas or refugee status. One of Canada's darkest days came when it pursued a policy of none is too many in response to millions of Jewish refugees fleeing Nazi Germany. It must not stand idly by and close its eyes in the face of what appears to be illegal action taken by the Trump administration, barring entry to the U.S. of a number of persecuted individuals. Prime Minister Trudeau should now give effect to the government's position by immediately issuing temporary resident permits to those displaced refugees, including Syrians, estimated to be in the area of 300 to 500 individuals. It should also consider suspending its participation in the Canada-U.S. Safe Third Country Agreement, which requires the governments of both countries to share responsibility for providing protection to refugees who arrive at their borders. If the U.S. is denying access to approved and vetted refugees, it is arguably violating the 2004 agreement. Canada is unlikely to take this stand, as it tries to minimize the effect of further measures the Trump administration plans to invoke, including the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement. The U.S. is Canada's largest trading partner. The latest policies paint the U.S. as anti-Islamic. The only people celebrating these perverse policies are the extremists, the very individuals Trump is trying to keep out. Allies of the U.S. in Europe have voiced unanimous objection to these policies. Canada is now in position to lead a concerted rejection by giving immediate entry to all displaced individuals, not just the minimum number who were stranded at the Canada-USA border. Sadly, this is an unlikely outcome.